Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Ah, Joe, why did the art museum suddenly become so dark?
Pearlene, you were in the women's room forever.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
I guess the museum must be closing.
Well, let's get out of here. It's so scary. Dark. I cannot see anything.
Don't worry, Pearlene. I'm here to protect you.
Those are art paintings. They look so spooky. 本当に怖いです。I've never seen them at night.
Oh, don't worry. Oh, look. There is the scream.
Oh, Edvard...Monks, 叫び。本当に鳥肌が立ちます。
Don't worry, it's only a painting. And look, there is Utagawa Kuniyoshi's famous skeleton ukiyo-e.
Yeah, Uto Yasukata Chugiren. Ah, what a scary skeleton! 骸骨、怖い。
Don't worry, Pearlene. I'll protect you.Maybe.
Well, let's get out of here. I want to get away from these frightening artworks.
Oh, what was that sound behind us?
Look, it's the scream guy and Utagawa's skeleton guy coming this way too.
Ah, I'm getting out of here.
Joe! 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 Where did he go? He's not here anymore. He got scared. That sound was only a truck outside. And look, there are only artworks. How nice!
Hi everyone, I'm Joe.
And Pearlene here.
And today, for Hiroshima University's English Podcast Drama, for the first time ever, we do not have a story or a poem for you.
That's right.
Instead, we will tell you about two famous artworks, Edvard Munch's The Scream and Utagawa Kuniyoshi's Takiyasha the Witch and the Skeleton Specter.
In Japanese, they are called Sakebi and Uto Yasukata Chugiren.
Oh, the foreign artwork has a much easier name.
Yeah, English is sometimes easy. The Japanese one is a real mouthful. 発音しにくい。It's a real mouthful. Uto Yasukata Chugiren. Even I can hardly say it.
Yep.
Joe, you say that there is no story or dialogue or poem in our podcast today. For the first time ever? So, why is it called a drama?
Because a picture is worth a thousand words.
Yes, a direct translation of that would be 一枚の絵は千の言葉に匹敵する。But the meaning is like 百聞は一見にしかず。A picture is worth a thousand words. It's a famous proverb.
So today, we will describe these two artworks, and it will be like telling two exciting stories.
Great!
And you can also see the artworks through links on our homepage.
The pictures. Very good.
And please look at the vocabulary list with all the key words.
The vocabulary list.Sounds good. Let's do it. First, we have Edvard Munch's The Scream.
The Scream is one of the most famous paintings ever. Actually, it's a series of paintings made a little over 100 years ago.
Okay, in the Meiji period?
Right. And about 10 years ago,One of the paintings sold at an auction for about 100億円, about
120 million dollars.
100億円? For one painting? I cannot imagine.
That's about the fourth most money ever paid for a painting.
Wow.
In the painting, a guy seems to be walking on a bridge, covering his ears, and he has a terrified look on his face.
本当に怖い顔をしている。He has a terrified look on his face.
And he's covering his ears. His mouth is wide open.
口はポカンと開けています。
And the sky in the background is swirling reds and oranges, like a storm.
怖い嵐のように。Swirling reds and oranges, like a storm.
Below the walkway, there seems to be a swirling waterway.
渦巻きのような水路。A swirling waterway.
The spinning bright colors, especially in the sky, and the curving shapes of the body, his hands, his curved head, and the swirling background make it seem like a nightmare.
本当に体も頭も曲がっている奇妙な感覚です。In art, this style of painting is called expressionism. In Japanese, 表現主義。It's not like a camera photo. 感情を作品の中に反映させた歪んだ現実を表現する。Distorted reality.
The artist, a Norwegian named Edvard Munch, wrote in his diary that one day, he was walking near sunset.
It was near sunset.
When suddenly, the setting sun's light turned the clouds into a blood red.
血のような赤. The clouds suddenly turned into a blood red.
And Munch, as he continued in his diary, felt an infinite scream passing through nature. It seemed to me that I heard the scream.
周りの自然から突然叫び声が聞こえてびっくりして耳を塞いでいるのだ。
Most people who see the painting incorrectly assume that the man is screaming. But the scream does not come from the person in the painting. It comes from nature.
叫びは自然の叫び声である。The scream comes from nature.
Importantly,the painting seems to symbolize the problems and worries of human life.
人間の生活における問題や悩みを象徴しているかのように捉えることもできます。The painting seems to symbolize the problems and worries of human life.
The painter had a lot of problems in his own life too. Munch's mother died of tuberculosis when he was only 5 years old.
結局, she died of tuberculosis.
And one of his sisters also died of tuberculosis when she was 13 years old.
Oh dear.
And a brother died of pneumonia.
肺炎, pneumonia. Ah.
And another sister, just before he made this painting, was put into a mental institution for life.
精神病院。She was put into a mental institution for life. Oh dear.
And last but not least, Munch himself suffered from depression.
うつ病. He suffered from depression. 大変な人生だったんですね.
But Munch loved painting. And his many paintings financially provided him with a relatively comfortable, peaceful life. He died at the age of 80.
Good.I like that he really loved painting.
Yes. Today, the Munch Museum in Norway has over 1,000 of his paintings.
Exciting. After this coronavirus problem finishes, we all want to go to Norway.
Yes. Let's go to Norway and see his paintings.
The final scary artwork which we have for you today is 歌川国芳's 宇藤安方忠義伝.
In English, it's called Takiyasha the Witch
and the Skeleton Specter.
Kakuyasha was a princess who lived in the Heian period, a little over 1,000 years ago.
You all know what a witch is, and a specter is something that haunts the mind, or a ghost. And in this case, it looks like a giant skeleton.
Ah! 埋葬されなかった死者たちの骸骨や怨念が集まって巨大な骸骨の姿になったとされている。夜中にガチガチという音を立ててさまよい歩き、生きている人々を見つけると襲いかかり、握りつぶして食べると言われている。
At least that's what Wikipedia told me. I've never met a gashabukuro.
A skeleton specter. Sounds scary.
Yes, we do not want to meet one of those tonight.
Indeed. Utagawa Kuniyoshi, who was a very famous ukiyo-e artist at the end of the Edo period, made the artwork based on a well-known historical story.
Can you tell us about the story, Joe?
Sure. In the Heian period, Princess Takuyasha was the daughter of Taira no Masakado. Taira no Masakado, who was distantly related to the emperor, lived in eastern Japan, around Chiba and Ibaraki. And he wanted to make an eastern imperial court, different from the Kyoto one.
東日本で新しい皇室を作ろうとした。Taira no Masakado wanted to make an eastern imperial court.
But the Kyoto army crushed his rebellion, and they cut off his head.
Ah, I guess that did not make his daughter, Princess Takuyasha, happy.
Right. Takuyasha continued to live in the ruined house, and she began to practice witchcraft.
呪術を行っていました。
She lived in the ruins of the mansion and began to practice witchcraft.
One day, the Kyoto Emperor's official, named Mitsukuni, came looking for any survivors of the defeated army.
敗戦した軍隊の生き残りを探しに来たのだ。
The Kyoto Emperor's official, named Mitsukuni, came looking for any survivors of the defeated army.
And when he entered the mansion, he saw Takuyasha and the gashadokuro.
Ah!
And this is the scene shown in Utagawa Kuniyoshi's ukiyo-e. Takuyasha has a magic scroll in her hands.
魔法が書かれた巻物。A magic scroll.
And she's telling the giant skeleton to kill Mitsukuni.
Ah!
Mitsukuni, with his sword out, bravely goes against the monster.
Should we, the viewers, support this brave samurai?
Or should we support Takuyasha, whose father was killed?
Oh, a hard decision. Exciting!
Yes. The ukiyo-e features some beautiful colors and a scary monster.
Joe, can you tell us a little more about Utagawa Kuniyoshi himself?
Sure. As I said, he lived at the end of the Edo period, and he is called one of the last great masters of ukiyo-e.
Wow, one of the last great masters of ukiyo-e.
Utagawa Kuniyoshi was the son of a relatively poor silk dyer.
絹織物の職人, a silk dyer.
So, he first learned about colors from his father. Then, he became the apprentice of the ukiyo-e master Utagawa Toyokuni.
昔のとて,
an apprentice.
In his life, Utagawa Kuniyoshi made a lot of ukiyo-e woodblock prints involving beautiful women, landscapes, kabuki actors, and cats. You can find his artworks in various museums in Japan and around the world.
And Joe, exactly where is Takuyasha, the witch and the skeleton specter today?
It's in a museum in Hawaii. It was bought by an American about 100 years ago.
Oh, Hawaii. Very far. But I want to go to Hawaii.
Yes. Everyone, today we learned about two scary artworks. One of them today is in Oslo, Norway, and the other is in Honolulu, Hawaii.
That's right. After the corona problem, let's go to Norway and Hawaii.
Sounds like a good idea.
Keep having fun learning English.
And we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Bye.
Bye.